While everyone's talking about AI replacing people, smart companies know the real opportunity is using AI to make their people better. Lattice is the HR platform where people and AI succeed together, helping every employee grow, every manager lead, and every company achieve greater success. Let's build a people-powered future. No regrets. Visit lattice.com/no regrets. That's LATTICE.com/no regrets.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. There's a lot going on. Big football show. As we have new college football playoff rankings that just came out. We've got the NFL moving to week 14. Got conference championship games this week. We have some NBA Cup games going on tonight that we've got a little gas on. So we do have a lot of things happening for us. That's for sure. Mike Carver with you. And actually, believe it or not, rare Tuesday appearance for the one, the only, Go! For the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, meat? You missed me. All right. Now, I came back on a Tuesday for you. How about that? I came in hot, too. Santi Aldama tonight. 8+ pounds at 2-1. How about Santi Aldama? 8+ pounds, the crypto special. What are you getting ready for Christmas? Are you getting ready for Christmas? You got the gray beard coming out. You didn't even shave for me. I mean, Tuesday night, you're not even excited. Not even excited with the college football playoff rankings. What are you doing, man?
Yeah, I got a lot going on. So, no, none of that happened today.
Tell me, this is like therapy.
I like to start the week by doing that, but I haven't gotten to do that yet. So, tomorrow's another day.
You're going to shave and clean up and get all special.
Well, you won't be here tomorrow. So you showed up today, but you won't be here tomorrow. That's pretty much how it goes for Joe this week.
Still
so Tuesday instead of Wednesday.
Week. 4 hours. That's it. You only get me for 4 hours.
The usual 3 hours and 50 minutes is what we get as per usual for Joe here on Carver and Lisi. We do have, Joe, a lot to do, as you said. We've got a lot of gutless teams to talk about from the weekend. We have got a lot of NFL to get to. Lions and Packers are starting week 14 on Thursday night. You'll be with the Syndicate crew. As always, big game, 51.5 total. I know you guys were begging last night for all these hack no-name players on the Broncos and the Browns. You got a game with 1,000 yards of total offense, and you guys are looking for Veal and Humphreys and all these guys. Meanwhile,
really?
The stars were out, and you guys were digging for the gold and deep in the sand. You couldn't find it.
Should have
kept it simple, Joe. Winston, Judy, the big names, Joe. Big names. Mims, your guy, Mims.
I missed out on a huge parlay last night with Troy Franklin, and he needed 12 yards.
Another guy. You know, it's like
would have paid 70-1. Right in that area, 70-1. Okay, yeah. it was a big one. All right, and he had 28 yards in the first half. And before, when I broke it down, it was either going to be Marvin Mims or him. So I'm kicking myself that Mims number was 16.5, and I said the college connection him. I did hit a parlay though. okay?
You ate.
I hit Nick Chubb over 3.5 receiving. I mean, come on. They were feeding you like oatmeal. Nick Chubb over the 3.5. Jerry Jeudy for a touchdown, all right? And yeah. Jerry Jeudy on yards. So don't talk to me about not hitting stuff. And it's Johnny Manziel. Is that what you were talking about? Veal?
Yeah.
You were looking for Vealy and this one and that one. Huh? Come on.
Yeah, you were looking for the Veal there last night. It didn't go very well for you. We have a lot to do, Joe, obviously. But let's do this because it just obviously happened. And that is these new college football playoff rankings that just came out in the last hour. I guess you could say, Joe, the penultimate one, since Sunday we'll get the final ranking coming our way. Now, I don't know, Joe, if you could say I'm surprised by a few things here, to be quite honest with you. Oregon, Texas, Penn State, Notre Dame, 1, 2, 3, 4 in the rankings. And that, of course, then with Georgia, Ohio State, Tennessee, SMU, Indiana, Boise, Alabama, Miami. Arizona State is in, of course, because they're the Big 12 leader right now. But that's a playoff game Saturday, Joe. Arizona State, Iowa State is a playoff game. The winner will be in the field. With it, looking at it from the bracket standpoint, which, of course, is what makes this thing stupidly confusing, is how they do it. The byes right now, Oregon, Texas, SMU, and Boise State, setting you up for Penn State, Arizona State, Tennessee, Ohio State, Alabama, Notre Dame, Indiana, and Georgia, if it ended today. And obviously, Joe, you know, we've been saying for weeks, it's going to change a lot between now and then. There's a lot of things that are going. Now, we can't really say that too much, because how much is it going to change, Joe, between now and Sunday, especially? Now, let me start by asking you this. These two games on Saturday that really both teams are in, how much will they move these teams if they lose? Like, let's say Penn State loses to Oregon, which they will. Are they going to drop them any lower than they are right now? Obviously Georgia would jump Texas, because I think Georgia's going to beat Texas. But let's say Texas did beat them. How much would Georgia drop? That's what I'm interested in, Joe. Are they going to penalize these teams on Saturday for losing conference championship games and putting them further down the list, allowing a Notre Dame to maybe get higher in terms of the seeding?
Great question, but they did it last year with Georgia. and that's the problem. When Georgia was undefeated, they dropped them out of the top four. Now we have the top 12, right? But you're going to drop Georgia ahead of Tennessee that they beat, right? No. You're going to drop Georgia. Okay, well, you're going to drop Georgia behind SMU and Indiana, because we know that if they played on a neutral field, Georgia would be a significant favorite over both of those teams, right?
Yes.
The problem is, and this is what kills me, how do you have Ohio State at 6? How do you have Ohio State at 6? How? Based off what?
That is honestly, Joe, the biggest thing here for me.
Come on.
That sticks out. And I know everybody's going to bellyache about Alabama for the next couple of days. Alabama's in, guys. Whether you like it or not, Alabama's in. They're not playing another game. The guy, this dope that leads the committee, just said on the air, Joe, because obviously they're doing all their interviews with him now. He just said they're not moving any of these teams that are not playing this weekend. Like, anybody who's behind Alabama, nobody's going to pass them. So Alabama's in, Joe. They are not going to not be in this week. They're in the college football playoff.
Well, then here's the problem. So you're not going to move Indiana, you're not going to move Miami, right? And if Clemson knocks off SMU,
that would be the one sticking point. SMU fall beyond Alabama? And that's the only thing I think, Joe, that keeps Alabama out, is if Clemson beats SMU and they keep SMU in, and that obviously pushes Bama to the first team out. That's it. That's the drama this weekend for who's in and who's out.
Well, not really, because Arizona State and Iowa State are guaranteed a.
But that's a play-in game. That's a play-in game. The winner's in.
Yeah.
That's one of the 12 spots. One of the 12 spots is being filled by the winner of that game.
I have a problem with Penn State as high as they are. I'm sorry. I have a problem with Penn State.
If they
get a problem with Ohio
whacked.
State.
If they get whacked by 25 against Oregon, you drop them down. Got it, right?
Yeah, but you're going to drop them down to 12, 13?
Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio. We'll pick this up when we come back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Tuesday night on the grid. Joe with us on a Tuesday, and it's a good night, obviously, because the college football playoff ranking is out, and we are going to know the real 12 teams on Sunday, but you get a pretty good idea tonight. Let's take these things one at a time, Joe, because I know me and you don't talk to each other for days. We bounce around very quickly. I want to go back to the Ohio State, because you brought it up, and then I veered off into like seven other places. So Ohio State loses to a 6-5 Michigan team at home as 20-21 point under favorites, I should say.
Right.
Their rival, whatever, and they lose the game 13-10. Miami dropped further down this poll for losing on the road to an 8-3 team in Syracuse. On the road, 8-3 team, close game. Then Ohio State did, losing at home to a 6-5 team. They scored 10 points in the game and looked pathetic. Joe, I think that that's going to be people's biggest problem over the next couple days is, why wasn't Ohio State, let's just say, penalized a little bit more for how they lost that game to Michigan? Because they're still going to, I mean, Joe, they're still getting a home game right now.
It's a complete joke. The ass kissing for Ohio State in the Big Ten is ridiculous. It really is. It's absolutely pathetic when you think about it. And the teams that are deserving are Indiana and the others, right? Like SMU in regards to the ACC. But the ass kiss, it's the same thing. It's that they lost to a six. You know what kills me is that prior to the game, oh, they're going to boat race them. Oh, they're going to put up. This is going to be bad for Sherrone Moore in Michigan. Just wait. Ryan Days, he feels it in his belly. I never felt this sick until. Oh, please. Like, really? Put me on the committee. I mean, they got their asses handed to them. I mean, give me a break. They get the better. This was the preseason team to win the national championship. They had the best odds right there with Georgia and Oregon. Okay, and right there, Oregon's lived up to the billing, undefeated in the conference, and you have Ohio State that bought the best players, had the best roster, had Chip Kelly, had all these things and intangibles to make them go undefeated, and a gutless Ryan Day and Ohio State went in to the playoffs yet again. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. What I mean, how do you have that team as a fifth overall? I've never seen people enamored with a loss on the road to Oregon. Oh, well, they lost to Oregon 32-31. Yeah, but they lost as a 20.5-point favorite at home to a team that was averaging basically 10 points a game. I mean, give me a break. It's a joke.
It is a joke, Joe. And look, I'm not saying that. Clearly, I wouldn't have dropped them out of the 12. I'm not saying
that. You could have put them in 11. You could have put them in 11.
I think the only I don't think you could fall them past Indiana. They obviously have to be ahead of Indiana. They beat them. You know, that's, I don't care if it's 11-1 and 10-2. They beat Indiana. You know, that's just, you know, but it's what, you know, Indiana beat Michigan. You know, they lost to Michigan. So, I mean, you could play that game around in the circle, and Ohio State did beat Penn State, who Indiana
did not
play.
Where's the great win? The great win is at Penn State.
That's their win to hang their hat on right now.
That's a Penn State team, by the way, that didn't cover against UCLA, didn't cover at home against Illinois, didn't cover at home against Ball State with Connor Bazelak. I mean, you want me to keep going on and on and on?
No. You don't have to keep going.
Push the limit by USC, a gutless USC team that has six losses. I mean, come on. This is what we're putting weight in.
And look, they're going to pretty much stay where they are. I mean, I guess some teams could jump them. I guess SMU wins this week, they could jump them. Well, SMU would win. They're going to get a bye, right? I'm thinking of just the regular rankings in terms of SMU is going to win the AC. If they win, they'll win the ACC and they'll be one of the top four seeds. So this Ward Manuel, he's the guy that runs the whole thing. He's the chair, I guess, of the Dopey Crack Crab and Lobster Committee. He said on a conference call, they will not change their evaluation of teams that aren't playing this weekend. The specific example of a Clemson win possibly helping South Carolina, he indicated that won't matter. That's the one thing that did not surprise me tonight, Joe. Why were people banging the drum so hard for South Carolina just because they finished strong and they won their last game?
No.
They lost to Alabama and Ole Miss.
Don't start.
They lost to both of them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I was in that train because I'll tell you why. Because the committee, look at last year. The committee said, we're going to take the four best teams. Okay, the four best teams at the end of the year. It's not about head-to-head. It's not about anything. Otherwise, they would have taken Georgia, which they didn't, okay? They left out Florida State. That was an undefeated team. It didn't matter. They said they're not as good at the end of the season as they were at the start of the season, and Texas and Alabama were better than them at the end of the regular season. Okay, they said that, not me. They did. And then on top of it, they potentially let out the hottest team and best team in the country because they lost an SEC championship game in the Georgia Bulldogs. They set the precedent last year. The four best teams. The best team in the SEC at the end of the season right now, you can make the argument, Georgia, Texas, and South Carolina. It's not Alabama. Even though they lost to them earlier in the year, they have won five or six straight and have been on a heater. They are the hottest team in the nation. Forget the head-to-head. That happened weeks ago.
Okay, but then we need more clarification then. What is it then that's more important? Because is it supposed to be the entire 12 games?
But they
changed. Or is it supposed to be the last 6 weeks?
You see, that's the problem, Carver, is that there is no consistency.
Exactly.
The consistency, but that's the problem. And that's why they do it for dollars and they do it for TV revenue. They know they put South Carolina in the college football playoff. Yeah, it's deserving.
Well,
you can make that argument. But they're getting it. It's brand recognition. They want Notre Dame. They want Ohio State. They want Alabama. That's clear because of what they did last year.
Look, you knew, Joe, by hook or by crook, they were going to find a way to get Alabama in this thing.
Right.
To get Bama in this thing. You knew they were going to do that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lisi, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. So this is getting down to the end of it, Joe. It seems like basically here's what we have this weekend in terms of what's on the line. The winner of Arizona State, Iowa State is obviously huge. I believe it's now a straight, the winner of Boise and UNLV. You think UNLV beats Boise? They're getting it, right, Joe? UNLV if they win.
Are they? Is group of five?
Who else are you giving it to?
I would love to see Army if they win their conference.
Yeah, but they've pretty much told you tonight that UNLV is so far ahead of Army that it is. Yeah. I know you want that bad. I understand, but it's not going to happen. And then it comes down to if SMU wins, Bama's going to be in. If Clemson wins, let's say a close game, I think SMU and Clemson will be in. And if Clemson destroys SMU, they'll drop SMU and put Bama in. I think that's where we're at, Joe, in terms of what's on the table this weekend. What else is there? Do you think that if Georgia got completely smashed by Texas, they'd completely drop them out?
They'd have three losses. I mean,
it would probably have to be like, smash job.
20.
Like a three-tutty win. Like if they smashed them. And by the way, I'm kind of surprised that Texas is favored in that game, considering they went to Austin and beat them. The game's in Georgia's basically backyard, and yet Texas is favored. That's very sneaky, Joe. Very sneaky, that line.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, I still lean to the Bulldogs. I, those type of situations. I mean, would it shock me if Texas won? No, because it's a rematch, right? You have an opportunity to see what you did wrong, what you did right, if he goes to Arch Manning in this game, right? I mean, right.
Well,
it's not going to shock me. And is Georgia playing elite right now? I mean, they just they almost lost as an 18.5-point home favorite to Georgia Tech. There's parity in college football, Carver. Outside of Oregon, every team has been susceptible. Oregon's been the only team to take care of.
How many of these 12 teams, like just let's say it's the 12 that are in there right now. Let's say these are the 12 on Sunday.
Yeah.
How many of them legitimately can win the whole thing? Legitimately.
I think Notre Dame can, Oregon, Texas, Georgia.
You got to say it. I mean, Alabama.
I would say Bama.
What about Ohio State? I say no.
No, no shot. I'm sorry. No.
I think Howard stinks.
Who told you Will Howard was overrated?
I don't know. You said it. You said it all summer when we were getting ready for this.
Right.
Of all the money that they had to spend.
Right.
Why was he the guy that they brought in?
I don't know.
He stinks.
He's got
six NFL wide receivers on the team, and he can't throw to any of them.
Here's the thing. He was very comfortable backing up Adrian Martinez and coming off the bench in Manhattan. You know, no eyes on the program. The bullseye's on your back. And think about this. Threw a critical pick against Penn State, they won it. Throws a critical pick against Michigan, they lose it. Now it's do or die. You know that Ryan Day's feeling the pressure. Ryan Day in a big spot. Who's worse, him or Lincoln Riley? You tell me.
I'll tell you this right now. Day's getting chopped. He's out. They don't make the semis. If he's in the Final Four, he might save his job.
No. If he's not in the championship game, he's getting chopped.
I'll even go that far. I think he's getting chopped.
He's getting chopped unless he's in the championship game and they don't get blown out. That is the only shot. Indiana. I love Indiana, meaning, you know, that it's a great
story. They're gonna get smashed.
Whoever
they play, they're losing.
Boise Indians might win one game. But national champion,
I don't think so.
You have to go to the quarterback. You have to go.
Here's the problem.
Here's the problem, Joe.
If they give Boise the bye, which I'm still not sure they're going to do, they're going to have to play either Penn State, Notre Dame. And I don't think they'll beat any of those teams.
I think Arizona State could make a run. I really do.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harvard, this is SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you aboard here with us. We haven't mentioned this team yet, Joe, and it was pretty gutless. We kind of thought all year it could happen, but actually watching it happen the way we said it was going to was pretty wild. And that was Miami going into Syracuse and losing to McCord and Brown and that whole crew up there. And it's like, Joe, it's like we watched it happening for the last 3 months, and you just knew that they'd screw it up, and they did again. They're another team. They spent all that money, and they didn't buy anybody on defense, I guess. Like, they had nobody on defense that could make a big play. Cam Ward was phenomenal, but when that other team, there's only so much. He can't play both sides, Joe. He's not Travis Hunter. He can't play both sides of the field. Like, it's just, man, that was gutless from Big Chest Mario that game on Saturday.
Big Chest Mario, and I've been trying to tell people, he was brought to Miami for recruiting, coaching up this team, not stepping up in big games prior to coach his way and just out-physical everybody. And they get pushed around by Duke. I mean, that's the problem. He was an offensive line coach after his days at FIU with Nick Saban. He was a graduate assistant, right? Offensive line's been great. Okay, they're protecting Cam Ward. They run the football sometimes when they have to. They've been good. What about the defense? The defense, he was able to recruit at Oregon. You can't recruit at Miami. Oh, it's a scheme. Well, then get their ass in the film room. Get their ass in the weight room. Have them lift some weights and have them use a tackling dummy because they're absolutely suck at the point of attack. They take bad angles. They don't want to wrap up. They don't want to get turnovers. You tell me. They let high school teams score on them. It's ridiculous. I mean, come on. You think it's going to change in the playoffs if they play Georgia?
Do you have a problem with all the people saying that they deserve to be in over a three-loss Alabama or even a better resume than a one-loss Indiana team? Do they have a better
There's no way you can put Miami in over Indiana. There's absolutely no way. Yeah, what are we doing here? Now, you got to be kidding me. I mean, we're not going to drop Ohio State, but we're going to drop Indiana that has one loss to Ohio State and Miami played down to Cal and Virginia Tech and Syracuse and Georgia Tech and three quarters with Duke. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? What are we doing?
You know, I look at it this way. They had it all right in front of them.
All they had to do was
beat Syracuse Saturday. If they would have beat Syracuse Saturday, I'd say they would have been in this week even if they lost. Even if they lost to SMU, they probably still would have been in, I think.
Well, now what? What do you think? You think they're going to be out?
Miami's out. They're done. How are they getting in?
Well, what's the scenario that they can get in? Hang on.
I'll give you the only scenario I possibly see, and that's if
Penn State wins?
No, how? Who's falling out? Who's falling out of the... Who's got to come out that's already in right now?
You would need Boise State to lose. Hang on. You would need Boise State to lose.
But there's still a group of five that's going to slide into that spot. It's not a spot that they can get. The only way was what I said. What is if Georgia got completely smashed and they completely dropped them out. That's the only thing I see. Like, Penn State and Oregon are way too high up. They're both in. Don't matter what happens. They're both in the game. You know, SMU is, you know, that if they win.
See the
Clemson's
argument,
not in anyway.
The argument should have been between Ohio State and Miami. How do you have Ohio State at 6 and Miami with a similar record at 12? Because you're garnering the Big Ten that much more than the ACC.
Correct.
But yet you have SMU that has one loss at 8. Like,
right.
Realistically, Ohio State should have been 9, Indiana 10?
That's probably more what it should be. You know, I think it should be more.
I mean, come on.
More that. I mean, you think Tennessee should be ahead of Ohio State, right? You think Tennessee should be ahead
of Ohio State? I do. I would put
State?
Tennessee on a neutral field. I would back Tennessee. I would bet Tennessee. So that's just the way I go. Who do I
Let
think
Let me tell
is the
you something,
team?
Joe. I know that that's the matchup today. I don't think it will be on Sunday. But if Tennessee is going to Columbus, I'll take the Vols. Give me the Vols. Give me the number. Give me the money line. I'll take them. That Ohio State team is gutless. They are gutless. You saw it. You saw it this past Saturday. And I would not trust them in a big spot. I just would not.
I don't trust Howard, and I certainly don't trust the coach. He sucks. Both of them. And that's not a knock on Howard. It's just that he is what he is. He's good. He's not elite. And I'll say it more than anybody. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You want to smash me in the face with Will Howard? That's fine. But he couldn't beat out Adrian Martinez when he was there for the most part, okay? He only came on in relief when Martinez got hurt.
The ACC commissioner, Jim Phillips, put out a statement just now after these rankings
What did he put out?
Quote, "We are incredibly shocked and disappointed Miami dropped 6 spots to number 12. Miami has more wins and fewer losses than the team directly ahead of them, and a dominant victory over an SEC team whose late season surge includes a win over number 13 Ole Miss. Moreover, with 2 losses by a combined 9 points to a ranked Syracuse team and to a Georgia Tech team that just took number 5 Georgia to 8 overtimes, Miami absolutely deserves better from the committee." Not going to lie, Joe. Pretty good argument from Jim Phillips. I like how he worded all that. The Georgia Tech loss, and now they almost beat Georgia. Fit in Syracuse, how they're ranked now. Fit in that they have more wins than Bama, less losses. He fit in a lot of stuff in there to make it seem very good.
Yeah, but the ACC is getting screwed in back-to-back years.
They should have more than one team in the playoff. They should have more than one team in the playoff. And they're only gonna, and if SMU wins on Saturday, they're only gonna get one team in the playoff. And I don't think that that's right. I think that conference is good enough that they should have 2 teams.
They should, but I mean, here we are. I'm looking at this. What could happen that maybe Miami sneaks in? What could happen? Anything?
They can't jump Alabama because the both
of them aren't
playing.
So let's talk this through. Ready? Oregon wins. I'm gonna throw scores out. 50-10 over Penn State.
They're gonna drop 10 spots.
Well, if Miami drops 6.
They're not dropping Penn State out. They're not. And then Franklin will scream and yell that he had to, and here's the other thing, Joe. They wouldn't drop him past Ohio State and Penn State. They wouldn't drop him past those teams.
Why wouldn't they drop him? They lost to Ohio State.
Because they're going to give them a little bit of credit for playing the extra game and making the Big Ten title game. They're going to give them that.
What, you didn't get the credit last year?
It's a new year, Joe. It's a new year. New criteria.
You're making
new
stuff
criteria.
Up on the fly. It's like you had a drink
I think
at the
you're
bar.
Only,
come
your
on.
Only shot is if Georgia lost by 40 or 50, which isn't going to happen. I think that's your only chance of getting them fall far enough to fall out. I don't see it. We gave you the deal. It's at SMU
sucks.
Loses. You know, if SMU wins, it's Bama. SMU loses, depending on how it is, could be them or Bama as the last spot. Carver Lee, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. A few things here. We are going to have to, before we leave tonight, we do need to give our picks for the three Friday night games, all right? So get yourself ready. I'll give you about an hour for that. We'll do that before we get out of here tonight because we're on Friday, but, you know, some of those games are going to be starting. I think we get those picks out tonight. And then Friday night, Joe, we'll do all the Saturday games. We always pick every game conference championship weekend here on the show. I did get you this week.
I got screwed with Florida State. Mike Norvell kicking an onside kick up 13. He doesn't realize in that matter that you got to cover for the boosters. I mean, what an idiot. You want to talk about a complete moron.
I'll tell you that I was really bothered by a few things, at least my plays on Saturday. Number one, nice effort by Kansas. You know, and I told you on Friday night, I said, I know what's going to happen, Joe. I went after them with Iowa State. I went after them with BYU. I went after them with Colorado. You know now that I'm going to back them, they're going to shove it up my you-know-what. And sure enough, they get destroyed in Waco against Baylor. So I did that to myself. I own it. It is what it is. Number two, if you would have told me that Purdue was going to get shut out, I would have thought that under 56.5 was going to, I would get home with that. But man, Joe, it's like Cignetti was just like trying to grind it. He was like basically he wanted him to go out and fire Walters right there on the field at one point in that second half. He's like, just go out there and fire him right there.
Gutless by that kid Walters.
To nothing, Joe. 66 to nothing. Getting blasted like that. Losing an under like that was very painful. And the third one for me was, I mean, Bronco, geez. Late night on the islands. I know funny things can happen out there late night. But Bronco let me down, Joe. Out at Hawaii late night on Saturday. I was very upset by that.
It was a sexy play by a lot of the so-called sharps out there on the West Coast. So
it was a big West Coast play? Is that what it was? New Mexico was a big West Coast play?
Yeah, it's a big West Coast wheel play. So, you know, I got screwed by Florida State. They deserve to cover that. I mean, four fumbles. The kid fumbles on the five-yard line. I mean, just complete, just unbelievable.
I'll tell you this. I thought, because I was with you on one of your other games, Arkansas deserved to cover that Missouri game.
They gave up a touchdown with 2 minutes left. What are they doing to Brady Cook?
Just awful.
Everything was there. They're playing for the field goal. The kid run. Like, what happened? You completely just let go of the rope in the final 2 minutes.
I guess 6-6 was good enough to keep Sam his job. Yeah. Huh? They're bringing Sam back.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That kid, number two, the wide receiver for Arkansas, he's going to make a great pro. He's got hands like mitts. I mean, he's good. It's like going into a spider web. Whatever you throw at him, he catches. Unbelievable. He's got, I mean, just hands. He's just ripping it in. He's got hands like I can't. I love that kid. That kid kept this alive on third down, fourth down. The kid's completely up. Unbelievable.
I will have a 2-game lead on you going into the championship week.
Yeah,
I'm up
close.
Two. So it's very close. And you, last year championship week, you had a hot championship week.
9-1.
So we'll see if you could duplicate that, and we'll do the three Friday games here by the end of the show. We'll get ourselves set up for that. We'll pick the rest of the games later in the week. And some of these games, Joe, are that I'm pumped for this UNLV Boise game Friday night.
Yeah,
I think that's going to be a hell of a game.
I'm not pumped for
you're
that.
You're not.
Game.
You're down on all these. You're
I like
down.
The Big 12 championship. That game is competitive each and every year. Always goes down, except for last year when I needed the Pokes to actually keep it close in the first half. Each and every year, it's a competitive game. And obviously, the SEC championship. I mean, all the big ones. I mean, I do want to see. You know, I know a lot of people on Oregon, and you know, I backed Oregon all year. But I gotta admit that line has me a little intrigued. Poking my nose where it doesn't start, you know.
What'd you think of Loxley crying? Actually, this ties into two things. A, Loxley crying like a baby with Franklin scoring that and I thought Franklin's answer in the postgame, Joe, was great.
Right.
You know, my threes and fours are allowed to play football. You know, it is a different thing. I thought Franklin, who I can't stand, you know that. I thought he gave a pretty good answer for it. And two, it also leads into this. What the hell was going on this weekend with all the fights with the flags at the midfield,
Like
Joe?
If you're that upset, do something about it on the field. I mean, give me a break. Oh, they're putting the flag on the field. Well, maybe, you know what? Why don't you, you know, grab some stones and tackle somebody when it's between the white lines for 60 minutes? They're planting a flag on our field. Who cares? You lost as a 20.5-point favorite. Shut up before I give you a kick in the ass. Give me a break with these players today. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It really was. It was unbelievable.
These guys need a kick in the ass. Let me tell you. Go back. They're planting a flag. Grow up. Play football. Nobody's forcing you to play football. It's hit or be hit. Hit somebody when it counts. These kids are unbelievable. Nobody wraps up. Nobody blocks. Get your ass into the film room. It's a revenge game. You want to dominate the game? Watch film from Monday through Friday, straight until kickoff. Give me a break with these guys. They have no problem making TikTok. No problem.
Getting on him about the TikTok. No problem with the TikTok. Making TikTok.
Look at what I did. Get your ass in the weight room. Give me a break. I'm 50-something. I could outlive some of these kids. Unbelievable.
I knew you were going to be hot about that. I knew you were going to be hot about that. Carver Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. We are back on the grid right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. So there you go, Joe. Yeah, I thought it was a feisty rivalry weekend all around. It was very feisty.
But that's why
and
we
most
love
people.
College football. That's why we get
it,
you know. I mean, really. I mean, too bad those rivalries don't exist in the NFL where they just mail it in.
Yeah, they definitely don't exist in the NFL. I forget what game it was this weekend, Joe. Oh, I'm trying to remember what game it was. But there was a play. Like, there was something going on, and these guys came over and gave, like, in the middle of the game, gave each other a little hug, a little tap on the helmet, you know. Like, I don't need it. Like, it just, can we play the game? Can we act like we don't like each other at least?
Eagles,
at least
Eagles,
in between
Dallas,
the lines in the 60 minutes? Like, can we try
matter.
To?
No.
Like, it's so different now, Joe, in the NFL with
football.
All the money. It's a business. I understand. It's not like the old days. Like,
it's more
you're
than
talking
that.
About in the 70s and 80s, Joe, where it's like you hated that other team and you were fighting for that inch and you had all that. You know,
these
guys all live that now. So it's very it's hard.
Yeah. Hey, DM me for a collab. Hey, DM me for a collab. We'll collab together, man. Hey, DM me. We'll do a collab together on TikTok. Yeah, man. It's all about the brand. Give me back to the days of Randall, Keith Byers, Reggie White, Andre Waters, and go back to the days of Aikman, Emmett, and Mike Irvin. Okay? Give me those days. No, I'm serious. I can't anymore. I just can't.
I've had enough of it, to be quite honest with you.
I mean, give me the
best.
I want to go to the edge, the Bounty Bowl. You know what? I don't know. It was entertaining TV at some point back in the day.
Yes.
You know, as long as nobody got it physically, you know, in the hospital, you know, Steelers and all those rivalries, Steelers, Browns, give me those. Greg Lloyd, Kevin Green. Levon Kirkland, give me those.
It's over.
Cordell.
It's just not the same anymore.
There's no rivalries anymore. Even in division, these teams, they're all kissy, huggy. It's horrible.
It is horrible. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. We do have, I have 2 minutes here, and we will do some NFL at the top of the next hour. And we will, Joe, by the end of the next hour, also pick those games for Friday night. We do have a couple of – let me give you an update on some NBA. The Knicks are up 21 on Orlando. The winner of this game moves on in this NBA Cup. So it is a lot of these games, Joe. This
doing
is tonight,
this
the last last game
NBA
of the group
Cup.
Stage.
Here we go.
So the winner of this game goes to the knockout round, and the Knicks are up 20. Same thing in Detroit. The winner of Milwaukee and Detroit goes to the knockout round, and the Bucks are up 20. 25 for Dame Time. Dame Time, I need him to hit one more three, Joe, for six threes. He's got five. Can we get one more three from this pig, Dame Time, here before he gets out of there?
Why not?
That's what I'm saying. Can we just go ahead, go down, and just take over. That's what we really need from him at this point. Those are really the only games right now that matter. The Mavs need to win by a lot. They just started. They're up four. The Thunder need to win. They're up nine. If the Spurs beat the Suns, Joe, they will advance to the knockout round.
Wow.
So you have your boy Wemby, Wembanyama, tonight, Joe.
He's
Spurs
so
have played
good,
all right.
So good.
So good.
Wembanyama. He's so good. He just glides. He inside, outside, three ball, bounce. Just does it
Wemby.
All.
Wembanyama.
Never wrong on Wemby him. Through. They were never wrong on Wemby. Let me just say this. And you're gonna like me for this. Let me tell you, Brian Kelly, he better get it together, okay? Because he's losing kids left and right. He needs a kick in the ass. I don't want to say it. On top of costing me money this year, he needs to get it right. Because he don't get it right, he's dead to me. I'm telling you that right now. He's got a very slim margin to turn around this program. I mean, we lose Harold Perkins. We lose another edge rusher. Guys are dropping like flies. I don't know who we're getting, but we don't have Bryce Underwood on the center next year. So you tell me.
Where's Perkins going? What's he doing?
Transfer portal.
Man, you hyped that kid up last year. He's done absolutely nothing at LSU. Carver Lisi back, hour two.